assuming you think you should have got a lot more out of the game than that.
You'd be assuming right, yeah. Obviously very disappointing not to take anything for the game given the efforts of the players and their general player. I thought to man they were outstanding today. Boiled down to a couple of missed opportunities from ourselves and maybe just a slight lack of concentration from the throwing. But other than that, our general performance was up to a level that's they've set the marker for themselves, and it's the same way they performed last week as well. So although we've not picked up any points, we've looked good, and we perform like that, we'll pick up points very, very quickly.
You mentioned a couple of missed chances, but there were two very good saves, I thought, just before they scored and then just
yeah,
afterwards.
There's always going to be a period of time, come to the league leaders at their period, there's going to be a stage in the match where you're under pressure, and that was that stage. But if I think back to the first half in particular, I can't really remember a threat. I thought we dominated the game in terms of the game plan, and we went about our business. And we had a couple of really good chances in that first half. But it wasn't to be, and as I said, I'm really, really pleased with how they went about their business today. So we'll look forward to next week already.
It's quite tight in the round where you are in the division. You could have gone into the playoffs basis today, but I mean, it's, as I say, there's so much to play for, isn't there?
There's so much to play for, and I mean, ourselves, we've got three fixtures in a week next week, so a lot of points to be picked up before the turn of the year, or at the turn of the year. So yeah, once you get in the middle of January, you always kind of have a better position and feel for what your next stage of the season will look like and what you're fighting for. But as I said, if I'm focusing in on the performance, then I'm very confident we can go and win games in the coming weeks.
Quite a few really good performances from the team. Is there anyone you would kind of pick out?
It's hard to pick anybody out in particular because I thought a lot of them were outstanding. But Jim Parson, left back, was immensely solid. I thought the back four were excellent, to be fair, every single one of them. And it was Harry Monaghan's first debut today, playing in the middle of the park, and he'd done his job superbly well. He's signed pre-contract with Derry City, but he came in and done a fantastic job for us today, and hopefully the lad can go in and go into better things at full-time level.
Jason Scotland limped off just after 10 minutes. How is he?
He's got a wee strain and his hamstring. Obviously, it's quite hard to assess just so soon after a game how long he will be, but you're probably looking at a couple of weeks anyway, I would have thought.
I was just going to say, there was one chance just before they scored where one of your players, I can't remember who it was now,
Kieran
Miller, slid in and the goalkeeper made a point blank save. Did you think that was a sure thing?
Oh, when you see the ball coming in, you see it's a chance. You just hope you can take the opportunity. I mean, the thing is, you've got a midfield player at the back stick, thundering at the back stick to try and get the goal, which just goes to show the desire that they had in the middle of the park to go and get forward as much as they could. So, you never know, it's a sure thing, but it was an opportunity. He had another one for 20 yards not long after. It was a keeper, I think, made a fantastic save from. Gills just had a wee 1-1 in the first half, where he just put it past the post. Jason Scotland had 1-1, not 1-1s, but you know what I mean, but in just with the keeper to beat in the first half. So, I mean, you go through and you've got 5-6 really, really good chances in that game, it was going to be a fine line which we're going to win it or lose it, and unfortunately today we lost it, but the performance was excellent.
Thanks very much.
Cheers, Brian, thanks.